You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Mysteries. Everybody loves a good mystery. Of course, some mysteries end up getting solved when you get to the last page or the end of the movie. But some mysteries are not meant to be solved. They're meant to be pondered, reflected upon, turned over and over in one's hearts and minds. Such is the feast of today. What does it mean, what Paul says to us today in the second reading? These mysterious words, in Christ, all will be brought to life. And at the end of the reading, he says, and God will be all in all. What's that mean? God is all in all? What happens to us? Reminds me of another, perhaps even more mysterious phrase that comes to us from St. Augustine. And he writes, in the end, there will be only one Christ loving himself. One Christ loving himself. We can't figure this out, but we can ponder what it means to be in Christ, to say that life, which is something we all want, right? We all want to live and live to the full. Well, life is in Christ. Life is to be found in Christ. But what does it mean to be in Christ? Does it mean that I have this one-on-one personal relationship with Jesus, my Savior and Lord? That it's He and me? Yes, in part. But we also remember that other part of the mystery that St. Paul speaks of when he talks of Christ and Christ's body, and he says, remember, if you want to know the body of Christ, you are the body, the members of Christ. So to be in Christ is somehow mysteriously, yes, to be united with the head, the risen Savior and Lord, the King of all, but also life is only to be found in union, communion, with the whole of the body of Christ. It means life, which is what we keep seeking and what people seek so often in all the wrong places, is not to be found by me going out to get it for myself. If I can just achieve this and accumulate that, then I would have life. The mystery suggests otherwise. That when we see that life is being in communion with God and one another, that that is what and where life will really be found, then we are led to make choices and decisions about how we will live our life, what attitudes we will bring to life. And we will address such questions as this. Why should I care? Why should I even care about those who, described in the first reading, are the lost or the strayed? Why should I care about those who were injured, perhaps physically, perhaps emotionally? Why should I worry about people who don't find a place, who are put out, ostracized, looked down upon? Why should I care about those who are the object of prejudice or gossip? Why should I bother to reflect on my own behavior and ask, in my living, in my choices and my decisions, do they lead to healing and wholeness and communion? Or do my choices sometimes lead instead to hurt and division? Why should we care about those questions? Because they are the essence of our spirituality. Yes, we need prayer. Sure, we need worship. But you remember Paul once again saying, paraphrasing him, we could say, if I come to Mass every Sunday and I make all the stations of the cross and say rosaries every day, but I do not have love, it amounts to nothing. Our prayer must be proven as true in our action to heal the hurt and the division of the human community. Think of our mission this way. A circle. A circle. It's so often the circle is used as that metaphor for a community. How big can a circle get? As big as you want it to be. A circle of people can always make room for another, and another, and another, and another. And this is the building of the kingdom of God, of which Christ is the head, the body of Christ. And our decisions and actions that bring into the circle yet another, this one who is injured, this one who no one likes, this one who has been put out, this one who is needy in this way, the circle becomes ever wider and ever stronger. And of course, on the other side, my decisions and choices sometimes to be divisive, to put out, to say, you don't belong in here. We don't want you. We don't want those kind of people. Those are divisive, destructive, and not building the reign of God. And this is what the judgment scene in the gospel is all about. Jesus, the judge. Well, he's not the kind of judge with the gavel that pounds and says, now I'm going to tell you something. But what he does is he simply tells us what we should already know. His judgments upon the sheep and the goats are the judgments they have made themselves about their own lives and the course and direction of their lives, their own decisions in life. Jesus as judge only reveals our own judgments on ourselves because of how we have chosen to live. Jesus wants us to see that we make choices about our future. We can choose the self path of isolation, saying, you know, it's all about me and what I want to get out of life. And in that case, we go about building bigger and bigger barns to store all our things, which are the essence of what our life seems to be chosen to be about. Or we can choose to make our goal and our destiny the kingdom of heaven, which is already here. Already now. And it's our task to build it by building communion. To neglect those who are injured or hurt or put out, whatever that hurt or pain is ultimately in this vision to neglect myself because my destiny in heaven is tied up with the destiny of everyone else in communion. You see, if if I don't want communion and union with all now, if that isn't what I'm really looking forward to, then why would I want to get to heaven? Why would I want the kingdom of God, which Jesus constantly talks about as this great communion of life and love with all, if I don't already want it now? Why would that be heaven for me? Wouldn't heaven be for me the mansion with all the jewels and all of the other kinds of things, if that's the direction of my life? To seek communion here and now is simple, in the sense that it's very practical and very much a daily affair. As Jesus said, it's whatever you do. It's how you express the care to bring another into the circle of life by giving them food or drink or shelter or clothing, to bring another into the circle of life through forgiveness, through welcome and hospitality. Whatever you do or don't do, Jesus says, you do for me. And in fact, we do to ourselves. Whatsoever you do each day, remember, in the end, there will only be one Christ, loving himself.